now W2JKT Mobile.
W4DJW, still here. You sound perfectly clear to me. You sounded both clear before and now.
What's going on with it? I'm not sure it's an issue. You know, I have issues on receive, and I don't know. The Kenwood 710 has a known issue with its receive filters that over time they can fail and become a little bit more attenuating than they normally are. So I'm not sure if that's what's going on or not, but I know that in my truck, the antenna installation is much better, and I don't have these problems. And also, you know, with the EV, I might have some local noise issues as well.
Okay. Well, I didn't think about that. Yeah. But you can normally. You can go to the recordings and listen later to see, to do more analysis to see what the problem is. But since I'm co-located with the recorder, my conversation with you isn't going to be like, I can't do that because I'm going straight into, I'm going to sound perfectly clear into the recording because I'm going straight into the recording, not coming through the repeater. But normally, if you're talking to somebody else and you wonder about that, you can always go back to the recordings and see what you sounded like to the repeater and see what they sounded like to the repeater to see if it's you or if it's the repeater.
Maybe I'll have time someday to do something like that, but for now, you know, I just kind of chalk it up to you. You know, my antenna is just on an L bracket attached to the roof rack on this car, and it doesn't really have a good ground plane. And, you know, with an EV, you know, you're always, like, looking at that scepter of is it generating a bunch of RF from the motor and all that other electronic stuff that's, you know, super high current. That's just, you know, raising the noise floor a little bit. So, yeah, not really sure. You know, in my truck, it's an NMO mount on the center of the roof. So it's got a pretty much perfect ground plane underneath it. And, of course, you know, the diesel engine doesn't make the crazy noise that an EV motor might make. So, you know, it stands to reason that, you know, it's just installation and, you know, use case issues. But I don't know. I got other things to worry about this week. So maybe a little bit down the line.
Well, I'm just curious. Do you notice that when you're in the EV, your reception at the same locations is not as good as it is when you're in the truck at those same locations? Do you, like I know when you go under 385, it just about goes away. Probably goes away for both of them. But under normal circumstances, is the truck better than the EV on receive?
Yeah, absolutely. Under all circumstances, the truck, you know, if I make this commute in my truck, I can hit the repeater from all the way up in Shelby, and it's, you know, not quite full quieting up there, but then, you know, I get down to 85, and it's pretty much full quieting from exit 90-ish all the way down to my office. And with the EV, it's like more like the upper 70s, low 80s when I can really get decent enough reception, and then I lose it, you know, down there in the 40s in that shadow, and I can't receive it all. So, yeah, definitely better reception in the truck under all circumstances.
And is the ground plane on the truck a whole lot better than the ground plane on the EV? If I'm looking for, is there opportunity on the EV to improve?
Yeah, in the truck, the antenna is on an NMO mount that is mounted in the very center of the roof. So it's got a very good ground connection there. And, you know, the entire roof is good ground plane for the antenna. And the antenna on the EV is just an L bracket to the roof rack. And I don't even know if the roof rack is electrically connected to the rest of the vehicle. So it might just be screwed into a boss or something that's insulated and you know, not electrically connected. So who knows, right? It's just, you know, there are several opportunities on the EV to make improvements, but, you know, the time and the effort is just not something I have a whole lot of time to throw at right now.
Yeah, I get it. I get it with the time thing. Even after you retire, that's still an issue. That issue doesn't ever go away. W4DJW.
Yeah, and one of our dogs passed away on Monday, too. So at least this week I'm slammed, and then I'm having back surgery on Monday. And, you know, I'll be dealing with that for several weeks. So maybe I can make it a fall project.
Wow. You and Patrick both in the same week. Patrick's is today. Waiting to hear from somebody that hears from him later on today after he gets out. Make sure he came through it pretty good. Is your back surgery really invasive? I mean, are you going to be down for a while?
Pretty invasive procedure. It's like 45 minutes. It's a laminotomy and foraminotomy at one level. where I've got some stenosis issues creeping in. So I'll be on the table for about 45 minutes, and I should be back to 85% in about 4 to 6 weeks, and then back to 100% in 3 to 6 months, just in terms of being allowed to exercise and just do my normal thing. So it's not too bad. But, I've just had some neurological things, like numbness in my feet and stuff, and, weakness in my right leg, so they're going to go in and just kind of hollow it out and make more room for the nerves.
Good luck with that. I hope that all goes well with that. Likewise with Patrick today. And I hate that you lost the dog. That's terrible, but that is something that happens, but that, when we did that, that's and at the end of this month, the two that we have will be a year old, and it was only about 2 or 3 months after the one that we had for 15 years passed away, and that really, really hurt.
For 12 years, and I took her home from the shelter as a puppy, and she was a great dog. She had a great life, and I gave her everything I could, and I have no regrets, but I'm just sad that it was kind of unexpected. She got sick back in the beginning of May, and took her to the vet. And, she was having trouble with food and pooping and stuff, and the vet thought that she had arthritis in her knees because she had a dual TPLO, had both of her knees fixed, one of them in 2018 and the other one in 2023. And he thought that the arthritis was making it painful for her to assume the position. So he prescribed some, pain relievers, but they didn't work. And then she kept on having these issues. And then, Monday I came home from an appointment, and she was just lying on the living room floor and wouldn't get up and just very lethargic. And I could tell she was going. So, I just called the vet, and we took her in on Monday afternoon. And he agreed that she was in the process of passing away, so we just helped her move on, and that was the end of it. So not a great situation, and it really hurts, but she had a great life, and she's not a pain anymore, so that's a good thing. W2JKT.
W4DJW. We had a very similar experience with Maggie. We called the vet and let them know what was going on. They set everything up for us. When we got there, they were all set up and ready. And they just gave us a moment with her alone before they did their thing. And she just passed away very peacefully, whereas she had been suffering for a couple of days before that. And it was, she wasn't coming back. But, that's the sad part of having a dog. You get many, many years of joy for them, but the price you pay at the end is astronomical.
Yeah, it's really hard. So, we have 5 other dogs, and especially Cleo. I've had Cleo since 2012. She's 13 or 14 years old now, but Luna has been in her life ever since she was a puppy. And she's just as devastated as Cordy and I are. She hasn't eaten since it happened, and barely gets out of bed. I worry about her that it's going to be one of those cases where one of them, a bonded pair, one of them dies, and then the other one dies, shortly thereafter because of their heartbreak. So I hope that she'll come around this week and start eating again and kind of come out of it. But yeah, she still looks around the house to see if she can find her. And even I was sitting at home yesterday working, and there were a couple of times I actually forgot that she was gone, and I would like turn around and expect her to see her on her bed that she would sleep on when I was working, and had that little double whammo a couple times yesterday. So we're all still grieving and getting over it, but hopefully soon that the rest of the dogs will come out of their funk too, and hopefully everything will feel normal again pretty soon.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with that. I know it's hard. 5 minutes till the sprinklers come on. I've been measuring my water because they sent me a huge bill, and I'm figuring out how it works. I think when you reach a certain amount of water, they double the price of the water on you. I think that's what happened to me. But anyway, I'm measuring it every day from the time the sprinklers turn on to the time they turn off. And it's about a minute ahead of
It gets, you know, it's got a little microprocessor, and it gets off by about a minute every 3 months. So I got to run out there and take a snapshot of the water. I think it takes 55 gallons to water the yard, but I'm just monitoring them to make sure that they're getting it right, and me learning how the watering system works and how much it costs. So I'm going to jump out of here for a little bit, but maybe some of those other guys that are on their way to work will pick it up. Good talking to you this morning, Eric. W2JKT, W4DJW.
Talk to you again, and yeah, thanks for your kind words. We'll talk to you a little bit later. W2JKT Mobile. JKT Mobile.